though, I hear him talking. Things are quiet now, it was making me insane. Do my best with the details, forget about my name. It was chance, I'm no man to be admired. I just took a stance, wouldn't say I was inspired. Kept to myself in every situation prior. Used to work with computers but was forced to retire. Fled my homeland in a swift act of bravery. For now, we'll say the full story is escaping me. Either way it came to be, caught a plane to the States free. So it's plain to see, I don't need attention, I try to be neighborly. But this guy across the hall is making it hard. I hear dishes being broken, doors being slammed. The screams carry through the walls, the echoes expand. His wife and her son, and that half of a man. Then there's me, feeling powerless, creating a plan. Yo, I hear him talking, the voice in my head is saying use caution. These walls are too thin, they leave me no option. Now I hear him yelling, fend for themselves, well there's no telling. God help us, maybe I can help them. One day in the hallway, here's where the story's from. In his own, sitting all alone, is the son. A look of hope from the code that he talks about. I can tell he knows that he's found his way out. We spent months online, showing all the tricks I knew. From SQL injection to overflows and roots, and exploit development, encrypted tunnels too. The kid was a natural, he knew just what to do. The student passed the teacher, admiring his hacks. Formed a common bond, he confided in our chats. He told me he would run if he had no other way, and that he got hit for anything, even bad grades, so he stayed. He endured things people shouldn't. Stayed safe in his brain with his bones beaten crooked. No idea how he took it, and he just played along. I'll always remember their son's name was John. Yo, I hear him talking, the voice in my head is saying use caution. These walls are too thin, they leave me no option. Now I hear him screaming, continued in the morning what it started in the evening. Everybody trapped, meaning nobody's leaving. Now, on that day, there was no return from school. Turn the TV on and there's John on the news. He and two friends had got caught up in their haste to attack the school's database and get grades replaced. John's friends took the sentence from the state, but the judge thought he was lenient in giving John his fate. They gave him house arrest in the verdict that was published, but John was well aware of the extent that he'd be punished. His parents took custody, basically a curse. After that he disappeared, had me fearing for the worst. The father was the suspect, convicted in the end. Saddened and assumed we'd never hear of John again. Months turned to years and the odds grew further slim. Then yesterday I got a note, I knew it was from him. The normal stack of mail, but this one card differed. It had two words and they said, thanks Victor. Yo, I hear him talking, the voice in my head is saying use caution. These walls are too thin, they leave me no option. Now I'm hearing nothing, the burden of the silence and the memories it summons. Another satellite liberated by a Russian. Say die, please let me see you put your fist up. When determined not to give up, I gotta make them proud. Out when I'm waving to the crowd, let me hear you say it now. Please let me see you put your fist up. Always farewell when determined not to give up.